Greening Law presents For Our Kids Legal Podcast, starring Robert L. Greening and moderated by Jordan Pryor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For Our Kids Legal Podcast. I'm Jordan Pryor, and as always with me, I have the man, the myth, the legend, Robert L. Greening.
Hello.
Today we're going to switch things up a little bit compared to our usual format. Today I've gotten some anonymous questions from some of our listeners in regards to car accidents, and I think that this is not just good information for kids, but I think it's for all people regardless of their age. So we're just going to dive right on in. Question number one, say that there's black ice on the road and I lose control of my car and crash into somebody. Would I be considered negligent even if I had no control over the car, and can I be sued?
Let's talk about what black ice is first, because some people don't even know, may not even know what black ice is, because we don't get a lot of ice down here, at least in Dallas. So black ice is, what I think it is it's ice that's formed on the road because of sludge and dirt and that kind of thing that's on a roadway, oil, all the, dirty stuff that's on a roadway. And then it forms into sort of ice because it's so cold outside and there's been precipitation. And it's really hard to see because it blends in with the roadway. So you can't see it. So sometimes you hit it before you even know that it's there, and then you lose control of your car. Is that kind of the way you would define black ice, Jordan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so if that is the situation, and that's truly what it is, that it's black ice and that, your testimony, so to speak, would be that you never saw it until you hit it, then and you lose control of your car and you crash into somebody, the question always is, well, is that negligence or not? What negligence means is you have a duty to operate your vehicle in a proper way, and you breach that duty, and it caused somebody damages. So you have to have four things to have negligence: duty, breach, causation of damages. And so the question really is, did you breach your duty by hitting black ice and losing control of your car? I mean, I think you'd have a good argument to say, no, not necessarily, because if the facts are, I didn't even see the ice until I couldn't see it ahead of me, it blended in with the road, and I hit this ice and there was nothing I could do to gain control of my car. No reasonable person could gain control of their car that way, then your argument would be, no, I shouldn't be sued for that. Now, could somebody sue you? Yes, they could. And what they would say is that, well, it had been precipitating, it had been below freezing, and you as a reasonable, prudent driver should know that there could be ice on the roadway. And in fact, there could be black ice on the roadway. So you were going too fast. And you say, well, I was going the speed limit. Well, maybe reasonable, prudent driver would not go the speed limit, but would go slower than the speed limit if there is reasonable belief that there's going to be black ice out there. So that's a loaded question, and it depends on the facts. And the bottom line, in my opinion, is if it's icy out, it's just better to not drive.
Yeah, we always say just work from home.
Right. It's always just better, because there's always going to be people arguing on both sides of whether or not you're negligent or not, especially when you lose control of your car, because you're supposed to always maintain control of your car. Mm-hmm. So I know that answer sounded like a lawyer answer, because I'm not really answering the question, but it just depends on so many different things. So I think the moral of the story is, don't get out on icy roadways.
Work from home.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, you are a lawyer, so a lawyer answer isn't a problem here. But so
I like to be the kind of lawyer that when people ask me a legal question, I have an answer to it instead of giving both sides and not really telling an answer. That's why I said what I said.
But that's fair. That's fair. So someone else asked, is there anything I can do if my car is hit and the car who hit me drives away? What do I tell my insurance company? Would they even be able to help me?
So if you're in a hit and run accident, basically is what that is, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody hits you and they leave the scene. you know, the best thing to do there is try to prevent that from happening. And I know you can't go chase somebody down, and never try to go chase somebody down, because that's not a good thing. But most people have phones now. And if you get hit and somebody runs off or, you know, drives away, as long as you're not so rattled or injured that you can't do this, either you or somebody get somebody in the car to pull their phone out real quick and take as many pictures as you can of the car as it speeds away, so that hopefully one of those you can amplify and get the license number, the license plate number.
I've been hearing actually that taking a video of it works better, just because it's all one smooth, like, blended thing, so then it kind of gives you a chance to make it frame by frame as to which one you like more.
I was going
to
say video too, but some people's phones
don't take video.
Video quality is not that great, so just depending on the quality of your video on your phone, do that. But then, you know, if you can't do that, and you, and it truly is a true hit and run, you can, you don't know who did it. There's no way to find out. Well, another way to find out, though, too, is there's so many surveillance cameras nowadays that there's a chance you could try to figure that out that way. But short of that, your insurance company, if you have uninsured motorist coverage, UM coverage, on your in your insurance policy, your auto insurance policy, then your UM coverage should cover when somebody hits you and you don't know who it was, because that's a truly uninsured motorist that hit you because you don't know who it was. Okay. So they should be able, or I would think that, that your policy would apply if you have that coverage.
Okay. And then let's say, you know, this person asked, so I got hit and was exchanging information with the driver and realized they had no insurance. What should they do?
So if a driver doesn't have insurance that hit you, same thing. Just make sure you have uninsured motorist coverage on your auto policy, because that's what that means. Uninsured motorist means if the person that hits you doesn't have insurance, they're uninsured, then those limits that you buy, you purchase through your premiums that you pay on your auto policy should apply.
And this wasn't any of the questions that we were sent in, but can you sue a driver that has no insurance?
You can sue a driver that has no insurance. You never know what's going to happen there, because if they have a lot of assets, then you can take them all the way through to a trial and get a judgment against them and hopefully collect on that judgment. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can.
Okay. And then, are there ways to have my car damages and medical bills covered without a lawsuit?
Well, you can make a claim for car damages and medical bills on the person whoever it was that hit you. If they have insurance, you make a auto insurance claim against them. Mm-hmm. And many times those kinds of claims can be settled without having to file a lawsuit. Yes.
Okay, good. And then last one, someone asked, what if I can't afford a lawyer? What is the best way for me to represent myself?
Well, so many times, and like at our firm, we represent people all the time and on a contingency fee agreement, which means that you as the injured person, that you don't pay us anything until we recover. And Texas law allows contingency fee agreements so that people that can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour can afford to hire a lawyer on a contingency agreement. What that means is that the client assigns a portion of their case to our firm, and if we recover at the end, then we take that percentage as our attorney's fee. And then the expenses that we, litigation cost or case cost expenses, also come out of that recovery, so the injured person doesn't have to, you know, pay out money up front for the lawyer. It comes out at the end if we recover. So it's always better, in my opinion, to try, you know, you can represent yourself in court. You can be what they call pro se and file a lawsuit on your own behalf and represent yourself. But there's so many, you know, you got to think about it. The person that you're suing probably will have a lawyer. The insurance company will provide a lawyer for them. And so you are at a pretty big disadvantage if you file a lawsuit with pro se or on your own, because you're going to be put in the situation of prosecuting your case against a lawyer who's gone to law school, and you'll be at a huge disadvantage there.
Well, that's all the questions that I have for you, Robert. And as always, thank you for the knowledge. And to our listeners, we hope that this was good information for you guys, not just kids that are out there, but for parents and just individuals in general who get into car wrecks. So we're going to leave it there, and we will see you guys next time on For Our Kids Legal Podcast.